Pause recording.
I've just been listening to Ike Allen's very thought-provoking Boo. Very thought-provoking for this time in the morning, about his guide dog Tommy and working him with his eyes closed and you know how special that is and this kind of thing. And in one of Ike's public boos, he talks about his biggest fear, or one of his biggest fears, is of having no sight at all. And I was trying to think what my biggest fear was, to sort of, you know, kind of not so much compare it with, but kind of think what is it that would frighten me to that extent. And, you know, I think what my biggest fear is, as a totally blind person, and, you know, Ike's got a little bit of sight, which he tries to use the best way he can, as he explains in his boo. I've got none at all. So my biggest fear is being deaf. I think I can't imagine what it would be like to be totally deaf and totally blind as well, and not be able to hear or appreciate anything. I would just be in a world that was completely closed in. And yes, I'd be able to use Braille to talk to people and learn the deaf and blind, you know, sign language and all this type of thing. But I think for me, that would be incredibly, incredibly scary. And I guess the kind of equivalent to what Ike is doing with his dog, where he's closing his eyes and working him, you know, having a little peek occasionally to see where he is, etc., would be. I mean, I don't know if I'd be brave enough to do this. I certainly wouldn't like to do it on a road, but maybe on a, you know, I wouldn't like to do it while crossing a road, but maybe on a stretch of pavement or whatever, would be to work a dog with my ears blocked or something blocking my ears. And that would be the kind of equivalent, really, because as Ike sometimes uses his sight to help Tommy, I sometimes use my ears to help my dog, not as much as someone with some sight can, but there are times when I, for example, I don't know, let's think, I'm coming up to a lamppost and I can tell because I can hear the echo of the of my surroundings change. There's say the lamppost is on my right hand side, so the echo that I'm normally used to becomes blocked on that side, so I know I'm coming up to a post. I will sometimes inadvertently move away from that post to help my dog get round it. I don't mean to do it, but if I know it's coming up, you know, I will sometimes sort of slightly influence the dog with my body. I can't do it all the time because some lampposts are very difficult to hear because they're very thin. And the thinner the object is, the less echo you kind of get from it, really. So you can't really tell that it's there. But I know that I've done that because when they first trained me with my first dog, Abel, they said that I was really difficult to train because I could obviously hear what was coming up and I was influencing the dog instead of letting the dog do the work. And then that got me thinking then about, well, if I had some sight, would I use it to help the dog? And I think I would be very tempted to do that because, you know, whatever skills or sight level or whatever you've got, you want to use it to the best of your ability as best as you can. In the same way that, you know, Ike's saying that he uses Zoom Text, which is magnification software that makes the text on his screen bigger. But he would find it totally, really hard to rely on voiceover. And so the temptation is, and I think I would be the same in this case, to use the Zoom Text for as long as you possibly can before having then to go over to the other thing, to the speech. It's all pretty thought-provoking stuff, really. I do worry that one day I'm going to go deaf, because my granddad Larry was deaf. My dad has really bad tinnitus. And I know from having had a hearing test fairly recently that my left ear isn't as good as my right ear. In fact, my left ear, I believe, is slightly below average. My right ear is above average. So, you know, that's all really interesting. So, you know, maybe when I'm older, that will happen. And I've, you know, every couple of years, I always have problems with my ears whereby I have to, you know, have them syringed or whatever. I get a lot of horrible wax buildup and, you know, and things like that. So, you know, we've all got things, haven't we, that we're frightened of and that scare us. And it's all really interesting stuff. It's like if my ears started to go, but I wasn't quite totally deaf, I'd have to make that, you know, a very similar transition. From being used to having something to not really having it. It's all pretty thought-provoking. There was something else I was going to say before I finished. I'm trying to think what it was. But it's not immediately springing to mind. So I think for now that's probably all I've got to say about it. But it did make me stop. Oh yes, I know what it is. One of the other things about being deaf I think that I would hate is I have a friend, Julie, who is a fantastic singer, pianist, flautist, absolutely loves music, and is very good and professional about what she does. And she was at school with me, totally blind, and now she has a severe hearing problem, and she has hearing aids. Now the problem with this, as she's explained to me, is that the hearing aids amplify the sound, but what they don't do is tell her where the sound is coming from. So if her phone rings, she can't think to herself, the sound's coming from the right, so that means the phone must be on my coffee table. All she hears is the sound centrally. So she's got no idea where it is. So if her husband or somebody else has picked the phone up and moved it, she's going to go to the last place that she remembered the phone being and pick it up, or try and pick it up. And it might not be there because somebody might have moved it. The same as if she's in a pub, the hearing aids will amplify the sound so she gets a volume of noise. But conversing with people is really difficult because... excuse me, I've got an itchy nose. Conversing with people is really difficult because she can't tell whereabouts they're coming from. And that would absolutely frustrate the hell out of me. And, you know, how she has the patience and the bravery to deal with that is just beyond me, because it would, you know, relying so, so much on sound in the same way that, you know, that you do, like on sight. And then, you know, if that was taken away, ouch, that would not be good. Anyway, I shall stop rambling for now and go and get myself sorted out. But yeah, a few thoughts from me. Pause recording.